you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. David, the weekend in sports has got a lot to live up to after last night.
Good morning, Mully. Yes, happy Friday. And if you went to bed early, boy, did you miss a lot. And
How could you go to bed?
You couldn't.
No.
Not with...
I was trapped.
The Mets and the Brewers holding your attention. Not with the Falcons and the Bucks playing quite a game for a Thursday night. I'm glad Al Michaels was pleased because he finally got a game worth announcing. And then there's more big baseball news we need to get to.
Because oh, my God.
Terry Francona is back and not in Chicago.
It's ridiculous.
But if you went to bed early, you missed all those headlines. Let's start with the Mets. The dreaded Mets.
Your team. Oh, no, wait.
No.
Switch quickly at the end.
So I'm watching there, and they show Murph, and I have to say, back-to-back home runs by the Brewers.
Yeah, in the seventh inning.
2-0, you're thinking, whoa, brats for everybody. Go Brewers. Go Brewers.
Brat for everybody.
Brats and beers for breakfast. And then I'm thinking, yes, this is playoff baseball. This is what it's all about. This is the home team. Oh, I like this format. And then Pete Alonso.
Let me just say this, and we'll get to that in a second. But when I thought of that game, before that game, as I watched that game, I thought I was getting this feeling as you watched, I think at one point, like 20 consecutive Mets went down with only Frankie Lindor getting a hit. And if you weren't named Frankie, there was no chance you were going to get a hit. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, like, first run wins. Because if somehow the Brewers go up.
It was that kind of night.
That game is over because their bullpen will shut you down.
Lockdown bullpen.
That's
especially
it.
When Murph went to Freddy Peralta in the eighth. This is extreme measures, right? Desperate times. You go to your starters. You go to your best pitchers. Murph did what managers, good managers do. And it worked. Then the ninth. You have everything set up. Your all-star closer. He's back. He's been good.
Unbelievable.
He's been good the second half of the season since coming back from injury. You trust your closer. Everything is right. You're at home. And then, walk in a hit. Two men on. Pete Alonso.
Future Cub.
Future Cub Pete Alonso?
That's what I said.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Now they won't let him go.
They can't let him go. That was the biggest home run of his career.
Oh, there's...
Defining moment.
Without a doubt.
You think he's going to walk now?
Well, I think...
With Steve Cohen?
I think the Cubs are going to take him.
No.
I thought he was the guy they were taking.
With a swing of the bat, he beat the Brewers and dashed the Cubs' hopes of ever getting him in Wrigley Field.
You had him coming in at the trade deadline.
I had him batting...
How could he possibly have hit a home run?
I had him batting fourth and hitting 45 homers at Wrigley. Now he's staying with the Mets.
I never thought Devin would... I honest to God, I thought Milwaukee... had this advantage of when they went to the bullpen, the game was over. And then you get, Frankie Lindor fights for a walk, and you're like, oh, wow, but he's the only guy that can hit. And then they get a strikeout, and you're like, oh, this is over. And, I mean, my God, that home run was absolutely, that was the stuff of, polar bear legend.
It really was polar bear legend. It was Mets legend. It was on brand for a team that really has had their version of what the Tigers went through in the American League. They have really been resurgent. They were left for dead, and then here they are playing the Phillies with a chance to go to the NLCS. Two outs away from elimination. Tobias Myers was better than I think anybody expected for the Brewers. Murph pushes the right buttons in the bullpen. It was playoff baseball. It was everything you had hoped in terms of drama.
Did you hear what he said afterward? He said it was a tragedy, that it felt tragic. I felt so bad. It was an articulate comment, but it was painful to hear him say that.
Well, more heartbreak for Brewers fans in October that have gotten used to their share because of the way that they have great regular season team. They do everything right in the regular season over the long haul. They play baseball the right way. They're a team that you can be envious of if you are on the outside looking in. They do everything right. Then they get to the postseason and things happen. Last night, something happened. Pete Alonso went to right field and homered for the first time since September 19th.
That's ridiculous.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You think you got him where you want him, and Pete Alonso's the guy that obviously has prodigious power but has not been using it lately. It's been how many days? I could do the math. 2 weeks since his last home run. And he goes to right field of all places.
Did it go through your head as you watch that? The guy also gives up an insurance run before you can get him out. Did it go through your head that there's a little touch of magic to what the Mets are doing?
Yes, it did.
The way that they got in.
Yes, it did.
What they're, the winning the first game, pushing it to three, and then obviously that was all magic. There was a little miracle Mets thing going on in the back of my head.
Think about their week.
That's what I was thinking.
Think about their week.
More than anything else.
They were pushed to the final day, and then the season was extended to Monday. They have to win in the doubleheader against the Braves down in Atlanta. Right?
Yeah.
So they're on the road all week.
Yeah. And they had a rally to get Frankie Lindor to hit a late home run to win the first game of that.
Frankie Lindor's fantastic.
He's a great player.
So much fun to watch. People talk about not having magnetic stars in baseball. They're not talking about him. He is electric. I love watching him. So they do what they do in Atlanta, and then they have to go to Milwaukee. They're on the road for three games in this weird kind of playoff format. They steal the first game.
Unbelievable.
Lose the second, and then they look like they're facing elimination, and then Pete Alonso goes to right field. I think that's what did it for me. It wasn't like Pete Alonso standing up there and made home run derby, and I'm going to hit this as far as I can, and he hits it to, Kenosha.
Oh, you thought for a second it might be caught. There's more. Oh, my God.
It's like an excuse me home run. I'm going to make history here.
Oh, my God.
And then him running around the bases, the chef's kiss around first.
Oh, the chef's kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious.
That's a moment.
That is a great moment.
I just loved it in terms of
can't wait for
from
that
a fan
next year
perspective. I hope you're right. But I know you're wrong. I know you're just teasing me and torturing me.
I'm having fun with it.
So that was.
It was really. It was just like a huge moment. And then I've got to make a complaint, and maybe someone can solve my problem life.
If it doesn't have to do with your TV service, I'm in.
Okay. It does have to do with my TV service. It's not what you think about my TV service.
Okay.
It's not about the channels I don't have. Here's my problem. Mm-hmm. My problem is whenever you go to a break, I got to figure out where I put the other remote, and I got to go back, and I got to turn on Prime, and then I got to watch. So I got the game on my phone. I'm not watching the football game live, but I'm monitoring it.
You're speaking for a lot of people here.
While I am watching the baseball.
You can't go back and forth easy.
And I can't just hit a button and watch the thing. And I got to tell you,
Come on, Roger Goodell.
Get that technology back, because it's blanking up my ability to watch sports in the way I like to.
Because last night, that's a good rant. Last night, we were in the midst of all the playoff drama we just described with Mets Brewers and Kirk Cousins having himself a night.
There's a video game going on.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
It was. In Atlanta, that game goes to overtime. I missed the overtime. I fell asleep. But Kirk Cousins, over 500 yards. Darnell Mooney had himself a night. They went to overtime because he dropped a pass. And the Falcons pull it out against the Bucs in a game that was
incredible game.
Good enough so Al Michaels was even pleased.
Oh, it was a really good football game, and I missed. I could have had glimpses of that all night long, and maybe I would. Maybe it helped me watch the baseball, but it's not enjoyable when you can't just click over. I hate and do not tell me to buy another television. I'm not going
to
sit with two TVs. That's absurd.
They want to keep you there.
I'm not Elvis.
They want to keep you there.
I've been to Graceland.
You sound a little all shook up.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
You are all shook
the
up.
The way that if that game had been on the NFL Network, at least I could have watched it, right?
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I just need
back
to be
and
able,
forth.
I need to be able to.
You need to flip.
Hit a button.
Hit a button.
Oh, I got. I definitely have a minute and a half.
So during
here.
Commercial, you can see a couple plays. You
Perfect.
Can see Kirk Cousins
yes.
doing things. Wait until he gets healthy.
And
that team's different. With
there must be a way around that. Is there a way around that? Have you figured out how?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there is a way around that.
Because I, honest to God, I'm such a broken down old sports viewer that I worry. Mulligan, you've now reached a point where you're the guy that can't just click over.
I don't think there's
but
a way.
I don't know
I'm sure our texters will let us know, but I don't think there's a way where if you go to the app or basically the Amazon app on your television, your smart TV, that you can go between both things without really waiting longer than necessary.
Yeah.
Enough to annoy you.
I'm
or anybody, not just
but,
you.
But it was like there was something really cool happening, but you can't stop watching what this is going on here. And then all of a sudden it's like Sophie's Choice. The boy, the girl, like what do I do
you
here?
You go to playoffs. You go to the playoffs because it's elimination
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
So let's go back to that for a second. Do you think that what happened with the Mets last night and this week, much like we discussed yesterday with the Tigers and the
yes.
history they made.
Yes.
What is the role of momentum in these playoffs? Do the Mets have momentum going to Philadelphia, the best team in the National League?
The Dodgers might be the best team.
But record-wise.
And the Phillies have pitching.
Aren't they the number one seed?
Yeah. Here's the problem. And it is a problem, which is now if you're not wrecked from the week you just had, if you're not like the euphoria of getting into the playoffs on the last day of the season plus, right, where you had the rain out doubleheader, and then you go to Milwaukee and you're pushed to three.
But you don't look at it that way.
I'm just saying, does it ever hit a point when you get to – you finally, like, take a breather in Philadelphia and you're watching the start of the game where you're like,
nope.
Oh, man, I'm trolling.
I think you're fueled by adrenaline okay. all month long. And the Dodgers did win 98 games. The Phillies only won 95.
See?
Dodgers number one seed. But still, you're going into the – you're going against a Phillies team that has every reason to believe that they are positioned to go back to the World Series and this time win it. I don't know if you're the Mets if you run out of gas. I don't know if you exhale. I doubt they do. They've got a lot of real exciting players that refuse to let that happen. Lindor, it begins with him. You look at Nimmo, came through in the clutch.
Yep.
Edwin Diaz had a really – they went to him because they felt like maybe if they didn't get to him, they didn't want to have him idle. They were down 2-0. He held serve. He couldn't go in the ninth. And so – I think that you look at what they're able to do to get to this point. They're not going to. I don't know.
It'll
be a good series.
It feels like a huge advantage for the rested team, and maybe it isn't. Maybe you're right, but I just don't know. I mean, if ever a team needs an off day, it's the Mets.
Maybe they want to keep playing. I mean, remember we have seen examples where off days and lulls in schedules and breaks have
right.
work to the team's detriment. Look as early and as recent as last year, the Diamondbacks came in hot, and they took that and rode that all the way to the World Series.
See, I knew I should not have brought up my problem with watching the two different sporting events. Someone just texted in, does Mully have dialogue? You mean son of a dog.
How did he know?
What does my dial-up have to do with it? No, I have all the modern technology. It's just difficult for me that I can't just click over, okay? So let's let it end at that.
All right. So we got Phillies, Mets, and then we got Dodgers, Padres. That is going to be good in the National League. Great series, both of them. American League, you've got the two teams in the AL Central you just didn't expect to still be playing. I just didn't expect the Royals and the Tigers to still be alive among the final four. I did not think that was going to be possible. Obviously, the Yankees, you think is they're going to be in the, I think, World Series. They're going to win the pennant. But after this week, maybe I shouldn't be so sure.
All right. Meanwhile, right, as if that isn't enough to talk about, Terry Francona is named the manager of the Reds. The Reds had a terrible year. They had a ton of injuries. That is a good young team, and they just hired a manager that will make hay for them, right? That will make hay in the sunshine.
Well, I think when you look at Terry Francona, number one, once you get past the surprise, maybe even shock, that he's going to come back to manage the Reds at 65 years old.
Right.
Because of his health issues in the past, which took him away from the Guardians, which because of the fact that you just thought they were going in a different direction, they've got a young team on the rise. This is a great move for baseball because the game is better with Terry Francona in it. It's a tough move, tough night for the Cubs because Terry Francona with that team, he's not going to screw it up.
Yeah.
He's not going to get
– exactly.
He's not going to be one of those managers that makes mistakes that squanders talent. He's going to maximize that potential, which is a scary proposition in a division that you look at, and it does feel like a lot of teams can say it's winnable to them. The Reds are one of those teams now because of their manager. Much the way the Cubs felt when they hired Craig Counsell a year ago, I think the Reds feel that way today. They have to feel like they got a manager that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think they do have a manager that's going to make a difference. I think it's a good move. I'm surprised that David Ross's name didn't come up and there wasn't more conversation there. I thought when I heard Terry Francona speak last week and talk about the loyalty that Jerry Reinsdorf had shown people, I wondered, oh, wow, is that a possibility here in Chicago? And I kind of dismissed it at the time because I thought, well, what would be in it for Tito? Why would you put yourself through that sort of a rebuild? And, you know, how much time are we talking about? Will it take before the Sox are willing to or able to make any kind? You know, it's going to be a few years minimum. And that's if they do the right things and spend well. And please don't tell me about prospects. But it is going to be a few years. So it didn't make sense from a timeline, but it made sense from, you know, Jerry jumping in when they're about to interview people and hiring a guy.
We played that audio from Terry Francona on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, largely because of the implication that he had respect for Jerry Reinsdorf and he was available as a manager.
Yes.
And you put two and two yes. together and you wonder why it doesn't equal four. And you wonder if the Sox even made an overture.
Yeah, and I would guess not because...
Why?
Well, I think because, as I said, you're talking about a guy who is too good for this job. He just is. He might be able to work some magic with young players that are coming back from injury. I don't think he's going
to create players. I want him to tell me that, though.
Well, okay,
I want
fair.
Him to be the one that takes himself out of the running or politely tells you this isn't a good fit.
Okay, and then I will tell you the real reason I thought he was a bad fit, which is that you would have to pay Terry Francona like a proper manager, and I think part of what the White Sox did is they went on the cheap with Pedro, and they went on the cheap with Grady Sizemore, and they're going to go on the cheap with their next hire, and that's why they're talking about the dude from the Dodgers first baseline.
I think that you are on it there. Clayton McCullough is the first base coach. He would come cheaper.
That's the dude from the first baseline.
The dude from the first baseline. We're going to refer to him that way moving forward. Who'd the White Sox hire? Oh, that dude from the first baseline. Clayton some or another. So, but that speaks to what we're talking about here. If I were the White Sox and they did reach out to Terry Francona or they did have a conversation, I would make sure that that got leaked. Because right now you're being questioned about a guy that invoked the respect he has or invoked the loyalty that Jerry Reinsdorf shows employees this week publicly.
Yes.
One of the most respected managers in baseball, a championship manager. Now he's managing somewhere else. And you have a vacancy and a rebuild that is, you know, we have referred to it more, not a rebuild, it's a bulldoze. Then you have to let me know why you didn't call, why you didn't ask. If he was there for the taking, why is he going somewhere else? So I think if they talk to him, let people know that in the way that these things are made known. The Reds are going to be a team that I think now is aggressive in the offseason, now to try to fill in the holes. They have to try to win with a sense of urgency because Terry Francona is 65 years old.
Right. Right. It changes the timeline for what they're going to be able to do.
How does it change the division?
You know, Tony La Russa got a job when he was 76. So we shouldn't talk about age as a deterrent or some reason not to hire someone.
It shouldn't have been.
It shouldn't be.
Now, even though we endured the La Russa experience.
He has some issues, some health issues that are also of concern. 65 is the new 40, so it's not like it. But are the White Sox now just going to turn around and hire Clayton Moore and let him?
Clayton McCullough, the guy in the first baseline. Clayton McCullough. No. And I no relation to Kershaw. That's a different Clayton. Okay. I don't want you to make that mistake. All those things are valid, Molly, but I think that the White Sox could have talked themselves out of talking to Terry Francona for reasons we're articulating here. But I want to know, and it should be the case, Terry Francona should be the one who would have disqualified him from the process.
Yes, but
I want the White Sox to be that ambitious.
But didn't Dustin teach us that paying a guy $8 million a year doesn't make him a good manager?
No. I'm rejecting that lesson.
That's the lesson he attempts to teach us.
I am not paying attention to that classroom session. Yeah. I still don't believe
spend
that.
Spend the money on players?
I think the Cubs spent the money on the manager who's the right manager for this team still. I am not bailing on Craig Counsell.
What if they had fired Craig Counsell and hired Terry Franco?
I think they would have been a mistake.
I know. I'm totally just goofing.
But I did wonder if we were going to come in here this morning and be talking about, and I spent last night thinking about what we were going to say as the Brewers advanced almost a year after losing their manager to the Cubs. But now it's a moot point because as we saw people reacting to, well, the Brewers got to the playoffs, but they did what they typically do in the postseason, and that is make an early exit. Mm-hmm. And they have done that. I feel for Pat Murphy, but the Mets really made it happen. Big night. Last night was a lot of fun, and it helped us distract from the Bears' offensive issues.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.